Countdown Phoenix, written by Clint Gage and Evan Gausted. Narrated by Evan Gausted with Lux Karpovkin-Raid. "Talk to me about your husband," I say, asking about the one thing I really have no interest in. "But first, your name?"
"Is that part important?"
"Unless you think it's important, I don't know it."
"I don't say my name in some circles because they'll find out who my husband is."
"The same husband you want me to find?"
"That's right."
I can't tell if she's being obtuse or having fun at my expense. Either way, we've reached the end of the charade.
"I'm Elisa Traxel. Perhaps you already know of my husband."
She lets those words hang, setting a trap that I'm not sure I know how to dance around. I've never heard of her husband. Unless I have, but I'm not aware. I hate this. It's one of the things that didn't change after the asteroid was announced. People still want to look like they know things, even when they don't. So I take the gamble and nod, hoping to piece the pieces together before I shove my foot in my mouth. "Traxel? Sure. Rings a lot of bells." Metaphor speaking always sounds smart. "Where'd you see him last?"
"At home, 10 days ago.
She lights up a cigarette as she speaks. She strikes me as the type of girl who never smoked before the countdown and went all in with the end on the horizon.
"He left for work that morning and never came home."
I've got questions. Why'd it take 10 days for Elisa to come see me? Why'd her husband keep working during the countdown? How's she smoking that cigarette without getting lipstick on it? Impressive how you keep your lipstick from smudging on that cig. The first two questions might give away that I don't know who her husband is, so I boldly go with option 3.
"Thanks. Anyway, I'm used to days passing without any contact, but after a week without word, I started getting nervous."
I nod. "It all checks out. Probably.